मुकुंदवाला स्तोत्र वर्स 47। श्रीमान् नाम प्रोच्य नारायणाख्यम केन प्रापुर्वांचितं पापिनोपि हान पूर्वं वाक् प्रवृत्तान तस्मिन् तेन प्राप्तं गर्भवासादि दुःखम्। श्रीमान् नाम प्रोच्य नारायणाख्यम। श्रीमान् नाम द ब्लेस्ड नेम उत्प्रोच्य लवली चैंट द नेम नेम एज नारायण। By chanting such names, kena prapur vanchitam papinopi, who is it, that person, even if may most sinful, who has not attained the fulfillment of his or her desires? So this brings to mind the example of Ajamil, who was extremely sinful, but just by chanting once, he was not only freed from the terror of being taken away by the Yamadutas, but he also eventually attained Vaikuntha. Hana purvam vak pravruttan tasmins. But alas, we never used our power of speech in that way. Vak pravrutta, the tendency of our speech, power of Purvam, in the past, we never used this arbor of speech in Tena Praptam Garbhavasa Didukkham. Because of that, we got the miseries like Garbhavas. That means suffering in the wombs of the mother. Basically, Garbhavasa Adi means the continued miseries of material existence. All these miseries begin with the torment that the infant undergoes. Well, constricted in the tiny space of the mother's womb. So here Kulashekhar Maharaj is presenting a remarkable counterattack to the mind-staunting question to us. Why are you suffering if you are still chanting Hare Krishna? So this is what the mind tells us. What is the use of your chanting? You are still having your problems, you are still undergoing troubles. What is the use of your chanting? So, this sort of bravado of the mind, bluff and bravado, may dishearten us in our chanting. Yes, what am I gaining practically by chanting? But Kulashekhar Maharaj counters it completely by saying, yes, I am suffering now because I did not chant in the past. So if only I had chanted in the past, then I would have become liberated from material existence and I would no longer have suffered. So rather than blaming the chanting for our present suffering, we recognize our not chanting in the past as the cause of our present suffering. When we don't chant Hare Krishna, we don't get a higher taste. When we don't get the higher taste, we pursue the lower taste. When we pursue the lower taste, we engage in immoral activities which comprise bad karma and bring suffering as a karmic reaction. So therefore, when we are faced with problems, rather than being discouraged, oh, why is Krishna not protecting me? We can think in another way. Krishna is now showing me the naked picture of material reality. Krishna is letting these sufferings come to me so that I will no longer have any illusions about the true nature of material existence. And then I will have the impetus to take my consciousness beyond these material pleasures that keep me hooked in material nature. So in this way, when sufferings come, if we trace the cause back to our not chanting wholeheartedly in the past, then even the suffering that would otherwise have disheartened us in Krishna consciousness can impel us to become more encouraged and enthused in our Krishna consciousness and in taking more attentive and intense shelter of the holy names while chanting. Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.